The U.S. Navy is overseeing a relief operation for Georgians. Today, a Coast Guard cutter, the Dallas, docked at the Georgian port of Batumi and unloaded humanitarian aid. The assistance is meant for civilians who've been displaced by the fighting. Commodore John Moore is commander of the American Naval Group in the Black Sea. We spoke with him earlier today from the deck of the Dallas. Commodore Moore explained why the Navy is there.
My job as the task force commander of the ships that are supplying humanitarian aid is to ensure that we have unimpeded, uninterrupted access and delivery of the humanitarian aid supplies that the United States government, in coordination and at the request of the Georgian government, to provide these humanitarian supplies to the people that are in most need right now in Georgia.
Okay, so with you right now, in fact, on the line is Captain Robert Wagner, who is the captain of the U.S. Coast Guard cutter, the Dallas. Captain Wagner, how much in humanitarian aid is your ship carrying?
This is Captain Wagner. We brought to Batumi this morning 76,000 pounds of humanitarian aid. That largely consisted of hygiene products such as soaps, toothbrushes, toothpaste, some baby care items such as diapers and baby wipes, even some food items such as high energy bars, UHT milk, and some other boxed juices.
Now, Commodore, you have likely heard the charges yourself from the Russian government that they believe you're carrying arms and weaponry, that basically weaponry is being sent under the guise of humanitarian supplies. What is your response to that?
Lisa, that is absolutely false. We are on a humanitarian aid mission. Our sole focus is to provide humanitarian assistance and supplies to the people of Georgia. It is unfortunate that we've been characterized in such a sense, and really the focus needs to be humanitarian assistance.
Have either of you spent sufficient time on the ground there in Georgia that you can detect any kind of tension? I mean, you're doing this humanitarian operation against the backdrop of simmering political tension. There are still many Russian forces on the ground in Georgia. Do you feel as though you're the object of any animosity or any threat yourselves?
Yeah, Lisa, this is Commodore Moore. I will certainly answer that question. This is my second trip to Batumi, Georgia, in the past week, and I have absolutely not seen any animosity toward our presence. We have a very, very high approval rating throughout the country of Georgia, as I've been told. What I have been greeted with is kindness, graciousness. The people of Georgia have just opened up their arms. They've opened up their hearts, and they are very, very grateful for the aid. They're grateful for the friendship of America, and it has been quite a humbling experience. So I have not seen, witnessed, or heard of any animosity toward our presence, certainly not in the Batumi region.
And Captain Wagner, did you have to upgrade your state of alert as you came into the Black Sea?
Anytime we're at sea, we're always concerned about what threats might be out there, be it our operations here in the Black Sea or during our typical operations down in the Caribbean. We've been able to maintain our normal posture, and we have enjoyed unimpeded access to get into the ports.
And Commodore Moore, when you said that this has been a humbling experience, what did you mean by that?
When you look into the faces of people that have gone through a recent crisis, and the first thing that you see is a smile that breaks out from, you know, one ear to the other. And even the children, they may not fully understand, but they certainly see how their parents and the older folks are reacting to Americans on the Georgian soil bringing aid. They were clapping, they were holding their thumbs up, they were waving American flags, and it's something that you cannot walk away with without being affected. And this has certainly deeply impacted me. And I'm very glad that you are asking these questions of us to get across America to inform the rest of our countrymen that this is a worthwhile cause and this is a humanitarian aid mission that needs to be and continue to be successful.
Really, so Captain Wagner here. Just to expand upon that, despite being in the U.S. Coast Guard, I think I've been to nearly 40 countries throughout the world. And I have to say, I have never received a more warm welcome than we did in Batumi today. As Commodore Moore said, it was truly moving, and it was all I could do to not have a tear in my eye as I watched the heartfelt thanks of these individuals here in Georgia that just wanted to reach out and say thank you to America. So it's probably one of the most meaningful missions that that I've worked in 23 years of service to the Coast Guard, and it is certainly one that I will never forget.
Well, it's good to talk with you both. We appreciate you taking the time. Commodore John Moore, Captain Robert Wagner, both of whom are right off the coast of Georgia, the southwest coast at the small port of Batumi. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Lisa.